This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You'll never need to miss another show. Check out the Joy podcasts, joy.org.au.
This is S&M Fridays on Joy 94.9 with Simon and Michael. And as you can hear, the buzz, it is the final 2 hours of this year's Radiothon.
It does sound hauntingly similar to standing in the middle of a chook shed, doesn't it?
It does. And they do look like chickens out there, scratching around the dirt, trying to get calls. So give us a call, become a member or renew.
Joy
94.9.
We've got people out there eating pizza, and it'd be wonderful to see David and Sue with a slice of pizza in their hand, a bite in their mouth, and trying to answer your call at the same time.
And I think if Sue, look, we've got a direct view of Sue. Now, Sue's currently on the phone. We'll paint you a bit of a picture. If she was working in a call centre, she'd be sacked about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, immediately. Gone.
A mouthful of pizza, gnawing away through a slice of pizza, and taking down credit card details.
Pen in one hand, pizza in the other, phones on the shoulder, pizza's in the mouth, trying to mumble her way through it. It is absolute chaos.
It is.
It's ridiculous.
Mm. Oh, look. And getting caught in the rain.
Oh, look,
apparently.
It's the pizza woman. Oh, welcome back.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at
you
that.
You finished your slice of pizza?
Friday Drive on Joy 94.9.
No. Wrong one.
S&M.
That's much
Thank
better.
Joy
94.9.
So later on in the program, we'll be going through our own good and bad road trip stories. Oh. What's your best road trip? What's your favourite road trip?
My favourite road trip? Oh, wow, you've really
put you on the spot.
My favourite, well, I don't know. The first thing that comes to mind is a trip that I took with my family when I was about 12, and we made it all the way home from somewhere about 3 hours past Brisbane, all the way home to Melbourne in one day. And I thought I was so proud of my dad for being able to persevere and drive all the way through on his own, because mum isn't a driver. And I remember telling my friends at school how cool my dad was for being able to drive 25 hours straight. And my teacher actually ripped through me saying, "Your dad is insane, and you should not think should not be proud of your dad for doing something so crazy like that." And so I got put in my spot.
So this would have been in the days before TAC ads, wouldn't it?
I'm pretty sure they were out. He knew that it was a bit dangerous. Mm. But it was one of our first really hot summers. You know, it was quite cold in Melbourne for some time. Summer, I think we got to like some 30 degrees as a top. And then that particular night, I remember us getting home at midnight and it was like 32 degrees. It was really warm. And it was one of those first years we had a lot of those 40 degree temperatures.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's my story.
Wow. Wonderful.
If you gave me time to prepare, I would have made up something a lot more interesting.
No, we enjoyed that.
It's real. We can't
Thank
make
you.
These
That's
things
right.
up.
That's right.
Community radio. It's real.
That's
it's
right.
Real.
It's dirty. It's
Every
real.
Time it's boring. Right. Every time you think it's boring, just remember it's real.
That's right. Real true.
Jason's stories are real.
Now, we have a fantastic guest with us in the studio, Mr. Andrew Thorpe. How are you, Andrew?
Very good, thank you. Hello, Simon. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Andrew. What's going on? What are you doing? What's happening out there in the world?
My role here is Specialist Program Director, so I look after you guys and I look after everybody else after 7 o'clock on weeknights and across the weekends.
You might be quite a busy boy then.
It's fairly busy, particularly it's only given it a part-time role, but yeah, it's a very rewarding one. Particularly on nights like this where we're wrapping up our Radiothon. Of course, it's not too late to call 1-300-JOY-949.
Well done. Well done, Mr. Thorpe. Well done.
Now, we want to know your favourite road trip story.
Favourite road trip? You've just thrown this one on me. I guess it was one... There was a group of mates from uni and I spent a few days travelling from Sydney up to Byron Bay for New Year's. Just after I'd come out, actually.
Okay.
And, it was a great little trip we had.
How great are we talking, though?
Well,
What scale of greatness?
Oh, it was just a lot of fun, a lot of time catching up with mates, because we'd been out of uni for a few years. So
yes.
It was a great time to catch up over, 4 or 5 days, and see who can pull up and drive the next morning.
Very good. And I'm sure you would have tested that very, very thoroughly.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. I did not do a lot of driving.
Because you didn't want to drive, because you were more excited in, you're in the back seat entertaining.
Exactly, in being in the environment.
Yes, of course.
With your head hanging out the back window.
Like a dog.
Okay, then we have a fantastic guest in the studio. We've got Chris from Q Country. How are you, Chris?
Fantastic. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Tell us a bit about your show.
We're on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. and we play country music, which is pretty obvious.
Yep.
A lot of outlaw country, a lot of contemporary country. So okay. a lot of names that people will know.
Excellent, excellent. I've noticed that a lot of country artists are slowly becoming more pop.
Absolutely.
Recently.
Yeah, yeah.
So people like Carrie Underwood and yep. Keith Urban, I know his album's gone nuts in the charts.
Absolutely. I mean, Keith Urban, I think, has 3 albums in the ARIA Top 20 at the moment.
Wow.
But I think that a lot of that has to do with his presence on The Voice.
I blame television.
Same thing happened with Blake Shelton when he did it at the US.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's that seat. Is that seat?
I think it is that seat.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to happen for Delta.
No. Oh, how sad. That's disappointing. Poor Delta. My heart goes out to her.
Yeah, mine too.
She needs more than just our hearts, though, I think. She's a few more than that.
Yeah. I am doing surgery by correspondence. Maybe I could help.
That'd be nice. I'm sure she'd love that little bit of mail just before she goes on. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, we want to ask you what your favourite road trip is.
My favourite road trip. Well, you know what? I think the best road trip I've had recently was to Daylesford this year.
Yes.
Nice. Went up with a mate of mine. We went camping for a couple of days and took advantage of that near a free shuttle bus. So, you know, it was fantastic. So we drove there. I played a lot of Melissa Etheridge's Baby You Can Sleep While I Drive, because my companion at the time sleeps a lot while I drive. So, you know, I like to torture him.
And well, she's touring soon, isn't she?
She is. She is touring soon. And actually, on last week's show, I found a cover of that song by Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I was really unsure whether I should put it on because, you know, there are some diehard Melissa Etheridge fans.
Oh, yes.
Especially
here.
Oh,
yes.
But yes, but I did check with the girls who were kindly answering the phones at the time and it got a pass.
Oh, good.
So I was really happy. Yeah.
Thank goodness for them.
Absolutely.
Doing the surveying for you.
Absolutely.
Next we'll ask for postcodes whenever someone calls into Joy, just to find out where people are listening from.
Absolutely.
So what do you think is the thing that makes Joy Joy?
For me, I joined Joy in January. Mm-hmm. And I'd kind of decided for myself, you know, like kind of New Year's resolutions and stuff of that, you know, I wanted to be more and to do more.
Yeah.
And getting engaged with Joy was a really positive opportunity to give something to community, to engage with the community in a really, really positive way. And, you know, I was really lucky. I have an absolute passion for my genre of music. So when I was talking to the specialist program director and you know, about what I love, It just worked in well that I was able to join the Joy family, that I was able to put a show on air and play the music that I adore with people who love it as well.
Yes. Oh, hang on.
There is a...
There's a massive crowd outside chanting. Can we just... What we need to do is to stop the chanting. We need to get some phones ringing. 1-300-JOY-949. There are too many people here having too much fun. We need to get the phones going. Please call us, because I'm watching this chanting going on. It's like a parade down Bourke Street at the moment in this studio. And we need to get these phones ringing. So give us a call on 1-300-JOY-949.
All right, we're going to jump back into the music now with a bit of Roxette, as promised. This is not Joyride.
No, it's not. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Lucille is driving on SM Fridays on Joy 94.9. Lucille Simon, can you please shed any light on Lucille?
Yeah. As the Joy Music Director, I want to know who Lucille is.
Yeah,
Simon.
So do I. Oh, this is Chris.
Hello, everyone. I know you don't expect to hear me on a phone.
No, who would have known? At all on Joy. I'm surprised people know who you are, because I hardly hear you on Joy.
Really?
I don't.
You don't listen much.
No, look, I just, you know, I tune in at midnight and you're not there.
No,
you know,
although I'm on replays quite a bit.
Well, that's true.
I know.
Especially my interview with Ricky Lee. That seems to get played out.
I know. I've heard that a couple of times, but it's such a good interview. I really enjoy it.
I know. I'm a star.
Mm. Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. You are. Yes.
Can you tell I've had a
very modest
couple
well.
Drinks.
I'll get you a badge later. So how is it all going out there?
Look, I have to say, look, I have had a couple of drinks because we are celebrating, because we have had the most amazing radiothon we've had for a long time here at Joy 94.9, and hugely because of the amazing presenters and volunteers we have at
Thank
Joy.
You.
And you, because oh. Are you a volunteer?
I'm supposed to be a volunteer.
Yeah. Are you getting emails?
I've signed the paperwork.
Yeah. Anyway, Simon's been here for a while.
Data entry. You're data entry people.
Simon's been here for a while. Simon's paid his dues. He had to come in at 3 a.m. In fact, when Simon started, I think he was starting at 5 a.m.
Oh,
is that true, Simon?
Trooper. It was 3 a.m. till 7 a.m.
3 a.m. till 7 a.m.
It was a tough shift.
That would have to be the epitome of the worst shift.
It would be, yes.
And Simon put up with it.
It's the Joy apprenticeship.
And here I am waltzing in, I get 7 o'clock.
I know.
It's ridiculous. Who are you again?
I'm just me.
Yeah.
Just a nobody.
You know, the funny thing is, I think I've known you for a long time, Mick, but I don't know you.
Oh, isn't it funny? I'm like an enigma. Enigma. That's what I am.
Now, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Fantastic volunteers, fantastic presenters, but amazing Joy listeners
yes.
who have become members and joined up during Radiothon to support what is the most amazing station in the world. And you have to admit that.
It is. I've been a member for years. Long-time member, first-time presenter. And we've only got 15 minutes to the official end of Radiothon, so yeah. Keep calling us up on 1300.
Although Phil wants his go, Phil wants his bite of the cherry.
We'll be around. We'll answer the phones for you, so that's fine. But give us a call on 1300 Joy 949. Give us some money. Join up. And the good thing is, it's not just been people joining up. There's also been a lot of donations that have come through as well.
A huge amount of money, and this station is incredibly expensive to use to run. And none of us even get paid.
No.
So it's like, you know, just broadcast costs. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. That dishwasher in the kitchen
was donated.
Needs to keep running. Who donated that dishwasher? Who?
Dean Murphy.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
Because
he doesn't like washing dishes.
And, well, if you don't like it, fix it. It's very simple.
Look, you guys, I just want to say I've always enjoyed People Unite, but I really, really enjoy S&M Fridays and Mick and Simon. Good job, boys.
Thank you.
And if you support Mick and Simon, you want them to continue on a Friday night. Because you know what? The lattes aren't coming back.
Oh.
You know, we love Benny and Frank,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, Benny went and got a decent job in Queensland.
Smart man.
Yeah.
Hang on, what's that say about me?
Yeah,
no comment.
He ain't coming back. And you guys are great. I love you.
Thank you.
And everyone needs to support you and become a member to show... you guys are doing a good job. 1300 Joy 949.
Listen to Joy when you want, where you want, with the Joy app. Download it for free at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.